Hi, this is Jenny White, the host of the Business Growth Podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, and high-level executives to learn best practices, how to grow your business from a variety of different industries and verticals. Anyone and everyone can get knowledge from this show, and we're excited to have you here. Back to the Business Growth Podcast. I'm Jenny White, and today I have a really cool guest for you. His name is Noah Weider. He is the president and founder of the ATM Depot, and it's actually a really cool business model where he gets to help empower a lot of people to sort of take control of their destiny and create income for themselves that they probably didn't even know was possible. And he's also launching a new cool program that he's going to share with us today. So Noah, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So he's on a tropical beach right now in
I just got back from a tropical
beach. He just got back. Yeah. So he's
in the mode.
Yeah. It's like when you have a birthday for a month. Yeah. So tell us, Noah, you have like an extensive knowledge about marketing. You had your own, I think you said you had your own agency at one point. Then you basically took it all in-house and started building out the ATM Depot, amongst other things. But share with us a little bit about sort of your background and the things that you learned and how you got to where you are right now.
Yeah, sure. Well, in the 90s, I worked for a merchant processing company, and they put me in charge. My background's in marketing and finance. So they put me in charge of marketing the merchant processing business. I built up a team back then, and we got into the ATM business. And when we got venture capital, it was the mid-90s, so the internet was born, and they just put me in charge of figuring out marketing for the internet. So I bought a few courses. I bought, actually, in 1998, I bought one of the few internet marketing courses back then. Learned it all. Worked for the bank, regular job, came home and worked at night from 6 to midnight, just practicing, building websites and just figuring out online marketing thing and doing whatever I could. And when we sold that ATM business in 2000, they kept us around for another couple of years, and I saw the writing on the wall. So in 2002, when they sold the company again to E-Trade, I didn't want to move, so I started a website called atmdepot.com. And instead of feet on the street, me building a big in-house sales team, I took it online, and we train and hire what we call IADs, independent ATM deployers. And back then, payphones were dying. Mobile phones pretty much killed that industry. So a lot of the guys that had payphones knew kind of, hey, I already have a relationship with this merchant, looking for something to replace the payphone. So I got a lot of guys, people involved with payphone industry to kind of switch.
Yeah.
So I would do business opportunities. I would place ads in business opportunity magazines and online classifieds wherever I could, and I would do these seminars. Nice. And excuse me, I'm sorry about that. My computer is notifying me. Okay. I would do these online opportunities, and I was doing back then it was live trainings. Now we can do courses online. So I basically took everything I learned to in an offline world and put it in the online world, and took the internet marketing courses to the next level. And it used to be 20 years ago, you could do it all yourself. Now you really need a team. I mean, there's, you need graphics and social media and webinars and email and all that. But with my new course, which I worked on all year, we're basically taking IADs from the very beginning all the way to placing your first machine. So I'm launching a new website called the atmbusinessroadmap.com. Mm-hmm. And atmdepot.com is like the parent company. So if people want to go through the course and then they need that ATM provider, they can just use ATM Depot, and they can go and pick any ATM provider they want. But the whole idea is for me to give them a way to launch their business easy.
Right.
I teach them everything from, how to even form your LLC, how to find locations, what an ATM is, all the functions, installation. I mean, I go from A to Z. I've been doing this 30 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
I dumped 30 years of knowledge on them. It's 9 modules, almost 5 dozen videos, bonus videos, resources. We got a whole support team behind it. And, and I know it might not be for everybody. So we even give them 30 days to look through the course. And if it's not for them, we'll give them their money back. I want people that take action. Looking for, people that even, our demographic is people that are looking for a side hustle that may want to be put into, they may want to turn it into a full-time job. You can do the ATM business a couple hours a week or a full-time thing. It's really just about, it's like real estate. It's location, location, location based, right? If you have great locations, an ATM is pretty cheap these days. It's $2,500 basically.
Yeah.
So you can get into the business pretty cheap. And, one machine on average makes about $350-$400 a month on average. I mean, if you think about it, if 5 people a day use your machine, 150 people a month, that's $3. That's $450. If you give them the location a little bit, the ROI on this business is amazing. So, and it's a lifetime residual and it's lifetime passive income. So once you set up your route, our thing is to teach people how to set up a dozen or 2 dozen of these.
Right.
A dozen of these will make you 50, 60 grand a year.
Right.
2 dozen, you're over 6 figures.
Right.
And once the whole route is set up, we try and get them to do a route. Like, don't be driving 20 miles this way and 50 miles this way. Try to get a route so that you can service all your machines or 3 to 5 machines one day. You can get it down to 4 or 6 hours a week.
Yeah. With that many,
Once you have them placed, it's really about managing the accounts once you have them and getting referrals,
right?
Because we have a couple of people that really get involved in their community, right? So they get the community knows that they're the go-to ATM person. I mean, we've had this one gal. She started her ATM business and now she gives back to the community so much. She is the go-to person for ATMs. She just gave $10,000 to a local playground. Donated because she wants to give back because the community has been treating her so well. I mean, she gets many referrals. She is awesome. She got, casinos, bingo parlors. She's got some great locations.
Oh, that's what was my first question. How do you get into casinos?
Casinos, you need to know somebody because they're locked up by a lot of the banks, but the smaller casinos, like a riverboat and it depends upon what state you're in. Some states don't allow certain types of gambling, but she's in the South and they're starting to allow it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some locations that do great. And I go through all that in my course. I tell them what's a good location. I give them average numbers of, what hotels might do, what dispensaries might do, what nail salons, tattoo shops, hair, beauty supply, beauty salons.
Right.
Any place that uses cash, any place that where people like cash tips.
Yep. Sure.
We've even had some stores that stop taking credit cards because credit card fees are just going through the roof.
No doubt.
MasterCard just increased the rate by 1% now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about a store that takes, 50 grand a month in credit cards, if they're paying 3%, they're paying $1,500 a month for credit cards just to take them.
Right.
And an ATM usually siphons off about 20% of that. Because not everybody wants to use their credit card. They don't like that bill at the end of the month. They just like to use the, and some stores now are charging a fee. Like they have a credit card price and a cash price, like gas stations do.
Yeah.
So, if the fee to use the ATM is only $3, and some ATMs even give coupons, like you can program our machines to do coupons, advertising screens. So there's a lot of other ways to generate revenue.
That's awesome.
And the coupons can help. Like we had a restaurant, they used to give out a coupon for their Sunday brunch. The Sunday brunch was amazing. It was a $25 Sunday brunch, right? But they used to give a $10 coupon from the ATM off for the Sunday brunch. So if you use the ATM, you paid $3, but you come back on Sunday and get $10 off brunch.
Yep.
That's a killer deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of cross promotion too.
No, that's, I could see where that could have really happened, especially from like, you know, promoting merchants, other local merchants that are already like, if you had your own network, so yep. you have 10 different places where yep. it's at, and then you want those places to cross pollinate. Those people end up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you have let's say you have a nail salon, but there's a small sandwich shop and it's not a chain, right? Yep. It's a mom and pop sandwich shop. You go and talk to the sandwich shop. You're like, hey, for a buck a day, I can put a coupon on that nail salon's ATM machine. And then anybody that uses the ATM, we can even advertise that there's a, you know, whatever, $3 off a meal at your sandwich shop.
Yep. Love it. So, yeah, okay. So great. Noah, you've had this company for a long time and you've yes. grown it. So you're marketing to people all over the country.
Yeah. We're nationwide. Yeah.
You're nationwide. You're based here in Southern California, but yeah. you get, like you just were mentioning, this young lady in the South somewhere. Mm-hmm. How did you build out the national presence of ATM Depot so that you can keep attracting and keep building funnels of people to come in from all over the country?
Yes.
Or in specific states where you're more interested, probably.
Keyword research, social media, avatar targeting,
mm-hmm.
you know, ads on social media, ads, you know, just your basic marketing, really. It's all internet marketing. You know, you got to target yeah. the right people with the right search volume, with the lowest keyword density, and, you know, look at what your competitors are doing. Offer more value than your mm-hmm. competitors, better customer service,
mm-hmm.
Easier navigation on site. You know, it's one thing to get somebody to your website. It's another thing to get them to opt in. You know, we have thousands and thousands of people that are, you know, they want our, you know, we used to call it a newsletter. Now it's just like a wrap up or a roundup.
Yeah.
You know, the word newsletter is kind of dead.
Yep.
Writing blogs, using Medium, mm-hmm. you know, it's content driven, showing what's possible when you, you know, do the work.
Yeah.
Really. It's just about doing the work.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So yeah, the national presence, I mean, you can target certain markets, but people find you, you know, in the very, very beginning, we had to do a lot of outreach. Now we get so much, and now it's a lot of referral. We have a great reputation.
Yeah.
ATM Depot just has a really good reputation in the business. We have really good people and we really like helping people. Like, I'd love to help another 10,000 people start an ATM business. I mean, it's a great business. It's a low barrier entry and yeah. people see the value in it. So
yeah.
You know, we have a free checklist online. We have free PDF. You know, you can just download a 17-page PDF that tells you all about the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we give out a lot of really good free value. I published a book on Amazon, which helped a lot. So definitely. I would suggest that anybody that's trying to start any kind of business, you know, publish a book, even if it's 50 pages. Mine was 200, but it doesn't have to be that big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, offer it cheap, you yep. know, even 99 cents.
Yeah.
You know, use a lead magnet, a tripwire, whatever you're going to use to get eyeballs onto your webpage and eyeballs onto your offer and your offer the value.
Right.
If you're going to ask something for somebody, ask something from somebody, like an email address or a name. Make sure that the value is there. Don't just offer a white paper. Offer them something real.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, spoken like a OG internet marketer that you are, Noah, you've seen nice. Multiple versions of this yeah. wild world we live in terms of digital marketing landscape. And you're canvassing. What's interesting is that for your business, you're canvassing so many different areas, you know, like you mentioned, the blogging, the Medium, the book writing, the digital marketing, social ads, all this other stuff that you need in order to bring people into your funnel. But then in your program, you have everything dictated out in terms of what those people that belong to ATM Depot need to do in order to build up their business, which yep. I would venture to say is a much, much more distilled and simpler version of compared to what you're actually, you know, engaged yeah. in.
And we do a lot of that for them too. Like if they, right. you know, we have two options. If they just want the course, they can buy the course. But we have an option where they can get personal coaching, one-on-one coaching with us.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also, we'll build them a web page on atmdepot.com mm-hmm. under our ATM providers near me page. Mm-hmm. So we have a, basically it's like a directory.
Right.
so that they can get found locally, because I know how much work it is these days. I mean, 20 years ago, I could get listed in Yahoo directory, DMOZ. I mean, it was easy back then.
Right.
Now you're fighting a lot of eyeballs.
Yeah.
So, and you know, your domain needs age, your domain needs, you know, you need domain authority, you need page authority, mm-hmm. you know, so if you're just starting, I would almost tell people that are just starting in a business, pick one medium. You know, if you're going to do a web page,
yeah,
are you going to build, you know, is your web page just going to be a brochure for a leave behind? Or is your web page going to just be a blog where you're giving out free information? Or is your web page going to do actual commerce?
Right.
Those are, I always distill websites into those three categories.
Right.
You can build a nice leave behind brochure, contact info, testimonials, who you are, reviews, what we do, this is who we are, links to your social, and leave it at that. It's, you know, but it's going to be a lot of work to get any eyeballs on that. That's basically for, you know, your business cards or a leave behind or something. If you're feet on the street and you just want a brochure.
Right.
It's still going to cost you about a grand though. And all the time, if you want to do it yourself, right. With hosting fees and all that. So
right.
We do that for them. We try to make it so that they can run their local business. I've done it all. I've done it for so long. I know what it takes to get somebody to be successful in their local business.
Yeah.
And I just want to help them cut out all the mistakes that I've made over the past.
Seriously. That is amazing. Wow.
So, you know, I distill it down and help them as much as we can, because look, we don't charge anything, right? They get 100% of the fee that they charge.
Right.
We get a little fee from the back end from the bank. We make nickels.
Yeah.
Right. So we need to make a lot of nickels to make money.
Right.
And so the better I can educate the people that, you know, drive business through us, when they make money, I'll make money. It doesn't work the other way around.
Right. Right. It sounds like you can't lose if you go to ATM Depot. So if anybody's out there interested in more a side hustle or more than a side hustle, because I think that the upside of this, you actually learn, if you invest the time to actually learn the program, learn what Noah's put together for everybody and get into that business blueprint that he provides, then you're not going to just do one. You're going to figure out a way to subsidize at least, you know, more of your income, or like Noah said, you know, you can make it your full-time job. So sky is the limit. All right. Well, thank you, Noah. Thank you so much for your time today. Once again, Noah. He is the CEO and founder of ATM Depot, and you can check out the new ATM Business Roadmap at atmbusinessroadmap.com, correct?
Yep.
Cool. All right. So thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you up next time. See ya.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.